This is HPR episode 2352 entitled, Liverpool Make First 2017 Show 5, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Cusack at Tony H1212, and is about 3 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a short series of interviews done at the Liverpool Make First 2017.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio with the fifth and final in my series of interviews at Liverpool Maker Fest 2017, held on the 24th of June this year. Enjoy the final interviews. Thank you. So this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio, still at Liverpool Make Fest, and I've got with me...
Diane Tak-Tak.
And what's your stall about today, Diane?
Well, we are Melt 3D. And we design, we're all about 3D printing. So we run workshops teaching people how to use 3D printers, how to get the best. So it's not just printing models, it's how to get the best out of them, how to print things that you can use for casting, investment casting. We do design of components, so we help people design their own components and 3D print them. We help people adapt existing models to customise them to what they want. And we run a lot of workshops from kids level up to college, to university students, and use 3D printing as an educational tool.
Thank you very much. That was a very comprehensive explanation about what you do. Have you got a website that folks on the radio can find?
We do. It is melt-3d.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Ian.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
So this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio at Liverpool Make Fest, and I'm here with electric flapjack guitars. And I've got the host here, and he's going to introduce himself.
My name is Michael. I build guitars as a hobby. A year ago, I hadn't done woodwork since high school, which is a quarter of a century away from me. And through a process of starting simple and working up through different guitars, I got to a point now where I'm building guitars from scratch entirely. But the idea and the kind of thing I'm trying to tell people today is, yeah, just start simple. The first guitar I built, which I still play every day, I bought just kit parts and screwed them together and just tweaked them slightly. And then the second one, I built the guitar body at Cambridge Makespace, which is a community workshop, using their kind of CNC router, using design I found on the internet, and then kind of built the body by rest of that by hand, and then bought the neck and what have you. And that guitar is now with my brother, who's using it to record an album. And it's just incrementally, each time just add a little bit that's more difficult, because otherwise you'll put yourself off and kind of think it's impossible. And yeah, that's how I got here.
So have you got your own website, Michael?
I don't. If people are interested in seeing guitars being built, if they follow me at Electric Flapjack on Instagram, I kind of post lots of work in progress kind of photos, just to kind of show how these things come together.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.